Sudhata Vandi, I think most of you have already met me or have heard me in the past. I don't have much to add, and this is my goodbye speech, because afterwards I have to leave back to the airport to start my trip back to Palestine. So I think this is more or less a goodbye speech to talk to you about Palestine, to tell you that I came here to tell the story of the Palestinian people, the story of fight, of resistance, of people who have decided to stay on their land, the people who have decided to continue fighting and struggling, the people who support you against the John Howard's politics, as much as you support them in their fighting against the oppression and against the occupation back in Palestine. We are same in struggle. Here you fight against this right-wing government. There we fight against the Zionists, which both of them belong to the same camp, which is the imperialist camp. The imperialist camp led by the power, the big power of the United States, the Americans, and they have their agents, they have their people everywhere, either here in the Pacific or in the Middle East or in Europe or in Africa. They belong to the same ideology, they belong to the same camp, they belong to the capitalist, imperialist camp. And we are here either in Palestine, in Australia, in Africa, in Asia, we are fighting the same enemy. We are fighting, we are resisting the same power that wants to turn us into slaves, and they want us to stay away from politics, from being influential. So I'm here united. What unites me with you all of here, that we are fighting the same fight, we are fighting the same struggle in Palestine, under the name of terror, under the name of fighting terrorism, considering us the first terrorists in the world, and we are proud to be terrorists. If terrorism is a crime in the eyes of these imperialists, we are proud to be terrorists. I have no problem being called that way. As far as... as far as I'm fighting for my cause, as far as I'm fighting for justice, as far as I'm struggling for my people, for my existence, for my survival, for my children to live in peace, I have no problem with this accusation. In the name of the oppressed people, in the name of the oppressed nation, I'm here. I will be going everywhere to talk and to extend my people experience, my Palestinians, of course, we are facing atrocities. We are facing a lot of oppression, more than anybody can imagine. When I talked to you the last few days, some of you have heard me speaking of the terrorism of the State of Israel, of the Zionism who came up. They don't fight us because they want to suppress us. No, that's not even the nature of the fight. They want us out of the land. They want us to disappear. They want to ethnically cleanse Palestine from its original inhabitants, from the native of the land. It's not even the question of fighting terrorism. I mean, which means picking the terrorists, because every single Palestinian in their eyes, a newborn baby is a potential terrorist, and we have to get rid of them. We don't want to see them. This is the politics of the racists. This is the pure racist politics that justifies the atrocities, that justifies the massacres, that justifies the ethnic cleansing, that justifies all the crimes they are committing against the Palestinians, because they are perceived as terrorists, because they are perceived as enemies, because they have decided to stay on the land. Our main crime, because we are born and we happen to be on the land, and we are not supposed, because when the superior nation come, when the superior white, Western civilized people, as I said yesterday, come to take over the land, we should evacuate it for them. We should be thankful. We should accept them and accept to be their slaves, accept to be their cheap laborers, accept to be the oppressed. And we refuse, because we are people with pride. We are people with history. We are people with history. This land witnesses our history. This land, every single mark, piece, landmark on this place tells something about us. That's why we stay there. Not because we only want to trade, not because we want to get rid of them, just because we decide we want to stay in our land, and we will stay. Their checkpoints, their torture in the checkpoints, of course it affects us. I wouldn't say we are human beings. We suffer. We pay the high price. It's not easy for us to see our children dying on the checkpoints, as I said 2 days ago. It's not easy for us to spend hours and hours and accept this humiliation and this degradation of the human being. But at least we know we are strong in our land. This is our land. And when you fight in your land, you are strong. Because you know this land speaks your language. This land speaks your history. This land talks about you. We are as deep-rooted in this land as much as the olive trees that was planted thousands of years ago by my grandparents. My grandfather told me that I have to love this olive tree because it tells my history. It tells my origin, and my roots are deep-rooted there. And I learned to love it because from my grandfather. That's it. The memory of my grandfather, who used to take me with him to the field when he used to take care of the olive trees. He used to tell me all the time, "Look, dear, this is the olive tree that my father had planted, and I was taught when I was a child to take care of it. When I die, promise me you will." And I do. And my children will do. I do. I will take care of the tree, and my children will take care of the tree, and we will stay there, and they will go, and I know they will go. Because I promised my grandfather that we will always be there. Today the land is threatened of confiscation for building more settlements. We know that the land, we have a risk in the family that the land will be taken away soon, but we will determine that we will go always to the land, and we try to protect it. And I hope with your support, with all free nations on the world and their support, this land will stay. And I hope that Palestine will continue, and we will see Palestine free, and it will be free with your support, with our resistance, with everybody, with every human, free human human being. Palestine will stay to stay a symbol of the fight of every free human being. It will stay the symbol of the fight of free nations. And I count of your support, and I count of your resistance here, and we will inspire you, and you will inspire us in our resistance. And thank you very much.